That's why it took me so long.
That's okay, that's fine. Hey kids, welcome back. We are on podcast number 3 now. Welcome to summer, hip hip hooray.
Yay!
Yeah, that's right.
No school.
Yes, no school for either one of us. That's nice. I'm Kevin, and...
I'm Madeline.
And we're coming to you from the Yankees room here in Pittsburgh. The strangest irony. Yeah, it's nice. Dad's a big Yankees fan. That's another... crazed obsession, but we're here with 2 brand new comics we're going to talk about, and then give a historical or perspective on New Universe stuff. So if you're not a big New Universe fan, that's okay. Even if you haven't read a lot of New Universe, we can give you some background for it. If you are a fan of Valiant, and my guess is that's why you're reading it here, there aren't many New Universe crazy people out there, but if you are a fan of Valiant... we're going to give you a quick look at Harbinger 1, XO2, a little preview on Bloodshot at the end. Then we'll talk about where our New Universe is from here, take a look at a comparison back to the original Valiant, which is just one comic, Magnus Robot Fighter, and then a little bit of where... Nice pose. A little bit of where the Silver Age was going at this point. Okay. I think we're popped open first, Harbinger, so that's where we're going to go. Mads, this is your favorite comic as a kid, right? Like the first ones you read. So yeah. Tell us what you think about the new take on Harbinger, where it's going from here. What you think about it?
Flamingo's not there.
Flamingo's not there, right. Madeline is ticked. They did do a preview. They just announced it today of Faith coming out. They're showing her as a character. But the 4th cover previews, people are looking at that and thinking, ah, yes, she's a-coming. What do you think about this introduction to Pete Stanchak?
It was cute.
Cute. That's your in-depth review. Careful, don't put your fingers there. Yeah, be careful. What did you think? What was your favorite part? What was your least favorite? Did you like it? Did you not like it? Are you going to keep reading it?
I liked it.
Can you go into a little bit more? What'd you like about it?
Chris was funny.
You like Chris as a character?
Mm-hmm.
What'd you think about him talking with her and sort of hypnotizing her into loving him?
That was bad. He's okay. A bad boy.
Yeah, absolutely. Give me a little bit more about that, because in the initial run, something that's been discussed is how he made her fall for him initially, and then told her, oh gosh, I didn't, yeah, but... I'm sorry I did this, and I won't do that again. But in this time, it's just, fall in love with me, and that's it. How does that change this for you? Especially as you're about this age, a little younger, mm-hmm. But this is a nice comic for someone about your age. What'd you think?
I didn't think it was very nice that he did that to her.
Right?
Yeah.
Would you consider it, like, really, like... rape, what he's doing to her.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What about the character of Toyo? I liked him. Mm-hmm. I liked the perspective of him. I mean, if you look at that talking cover thing, remember I showed you that one, you were like, oh, I want that one.
I want that.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome-tastic. Did you like that?
Mm-hmm.
A lot has been made so far of this... piece. If you look in the very last, look in the last ones where it's got Bloodshot sneak preview before it. Take a look back a couple pages. Look at this one. A lot's been made of this frame here with the toe. What'd you think of that?
A toe.
This one. The last frame and the toe. What did you think of this?
Remember how he spit it out?
Right. What else? He spit it out. Whose foot's on the pill? Is it the dog? Or is it Pete?
I do not know.
That's what I thought, too.
Probably Pete. That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, it's definitely barefoot in that frame before, and it's definitely the dog. Well, dog doesn't have shoes. It left its loafers at home, I guess, but...
He is barefoot in that frame right
there. Right. The Pete's barefoot and so is the dog. And also, if you look up before that, if you look at the Dammit Joe frame, look at the toes on the dog. They are different to me. They are different. But there isn't a real connection there.
They do not look like Winston's feet.
Right, they don't look like dog foot. And they certainly aren't hairy, suggested like that. And certainly that toenail is on top, pushing down the pill. So my thought is, it's probably Pete. But that's a weird ambiguity. And I have to say, I think interesting, there was a ton of discussion about it. So another thing, there was a lot of discussion on it throughout.
Daddy,
was,
also, yeah. It could be the Joe dude.
Yeah, but if you look up at Joe, he's on his knees, okay? He is on his knees, and that's, like, he's awesome. It's like a Michael Bay movie. I think that's, but do you know people who talk like that, just make all those, this is the coolest thing ever. He's got that sense to him, but I can't imagine it's Joe's foot. I mean, obviously, he spit it out, and that's why he's going crazy now. But what I don't know is why he's squashing this with his toe. Almost like he's breaking at that point. You see the SWAT teams swooping in at the front there.
Ah, the SWAT teams! Yeah. It's the Popo.
It's the Popo. What'd you think of the art? That's another thing a lot of discussion on so far.
It was very different from the ones
from
the beginning. Sorry,
no, that's okay. It's almost like they really accentuate a lot of the wrinkles on a person's face, and I think Chris looks pretty ordinary in this. Mm-hmm. Certainly has that rebellious nature with the two lip rings. Dumb question: the kids in 6th grade have lip rings? No. Like, do they have weird piercings at all that you know of? No.
Some people have two ear piercings here, but...
Two ear piercings in an ear, but what?
But that's it. That's all I know.
Okay. Alright, it's, like, people in high school with me, they have nose piercings, they have lip piercings, they have facial piercings, but nothing in that level. And again, these are high school kids. They're a little bit older than you, so I'm trying to get that perspective on it. Something else I thought was interesting, and someone brought this up, you'll notice the sign, and it's twice in here, the foreclosure sign. It's misspelled. Did you notice that it's misspelled?
Where is it?
It's on this page here. And it's also on the very, very last page of the book on that. If you look at that with the SWAT team coming in, the Popo hopping in, foreclosure on that, the Popo, is misspelled. And I thought, oh my gosh, somebody's dumb. Why? Again, Madeline, 12-year-old kid next week. Why do you think they misspelled it?
Because it's not really foreclosure.
It is foreclosure, but think about it in another sense. You know what a foreclosure on a home is, right?
Yes, you're not allowed to live in it.
Pretty much. The bank's taking back your house. You're not paying for it. But what, and this was a perspective someone put off, and I thought, oh my gosh, that's brilliant. Why did he go back to Pittsburgh, Mads?
Do you know that?
For closure. Like that?
Ha ha ha. So funny.
I thought it was great. Now, maybe the guy just messed up and spelled it wrong. I could be putting a lot into this guy. I don't know, but I thought it was awesome. All right, let's talk about the dream interaction.
Daddy, reading is sexy.
Yes, it is. I think I'm a fan of people who read.
That's what Mom's Chris a reader. Says. That's what Chris says.
Yeah. Where is it? Where is that?
It's on
interaction.
Page.
Okay, let me see.
On
flipping
her
back.
Backpack.
Reading is sexy is on the backpack?
Yes.
See, I didn't
reading
notice
is
that.
Sexy.
I'm looking for it. I'm
keep
looking.
Going.
One more.
Wait, I think you're too far now.
Ah! Here, no, I got it.
Reading is sexy.
Sweet!
It says that on her backpack.
You have the I Love Nerds shirt.
No, it's I Love Geeks.
I Love Geeks, sorry. That's right. It's the same kind of a thing, right?
I know.
Yeah.
Reading is sexy.
I like it. It's pretty awesome. I like her as a character. I did not, I have to say this, I'm going to say it out loud. Chris, the first time around, not my favorite character.
Nope.
Really not.
No.
I think I liked her less than I liked Zephyr, who was, Faith was sort of annoying. But as a young fat kid, spoke to me. So, I like that. I like that nerd, chunky shoes, awkwardness. Yeah, reading is sexy. Nice. How about the cover? Take a look at the cover.
What? Oh,
we were talking before we started about the bubbles on the top. What do you think of that?
Oh, hello, Spellcraft.
Don't worry about Spellcraft. It's stupid. What'd you think?
I thought it was cool. It took forever to read all of them. I was like, oh my god.
I hated the cover when I first saw it.
Why?
I just did. It doesn't, like, look at it next to this one. All right? This one's, oh, but this doesn't happen in the comic, so I always hated that, and sorry, XO, I hate the fact that you're showing us things that aren't even happening in the issue yet. I mean, I even hated when they showed the last panel of the issue on the cover. That always made me bananas. But I love the cover now. I thought it was awesome.
It actually happened in the story.
Not just that, but I think it really shows that sense of isolation. I mean, look at the color on it. The difference of him, and, like, the lightning of the other characters behind all of those thought bubbles. I mean, I really see that pain of that mind reading, and why he's taking those drugs. I mean, I'm hoping you're not running into drugs yet often in the middle school, or whatever, but could you guess, like, if you were to say, who takes drugs? Would you be able to guess some students that you were suspicious were using, not necessarily like pills, but drinking? That's, yeah. I mean, these are the kinds of issues, and while it isn't the right thing to do, I guess I could have some sense of understanding of that madness making people crazy. What's your opinion on Harbinger? Good update? Bad update? What? You know, I know Harbinger was your favorite. What do you think? I know there's no flamingo yet, but treat it like the first segment of this.
I liked it. Flamingo was definitely my favorite character in the first books, and do not ruin there!
Let me see if I can find that for you. So, what is your feeling about this? Do you remember Joe in this Harbinger Zero, by the way?
Huh?
Do you remember Joe? In the Harbinger Zero?
No.
You don't remember him? Okay.
No.
He was only in one issue, Harbinger Zero, where it was in the flashback, and he dies in that issue.
My guess is you've got that
future coming to him, hypothetically, but, you know, who knows? Sorry, are we boring you?
No. She's tired.
Oh, you're tired. Oh, my gosh.
Awesome. It's like a Michael Bay movie.
What is?
It's like a Michael Bay movie.
Oh, the Michael Bay movie. Yeah, it's pretty awesome. It's pretty awesome. I'm looking for this covers while we're chatting here. Okay. Well, let's go to XO2 while we're getting a little
lull here. I know you just read it.
You're fresh on the brain.
Yep, I just read it 5 seconds ago.
What is your true thought? What?
I forget.
Take a look at it. What'd you think?
I did look at it. What? I'm just kidding.
What do you have of him coming? His making the turn.
That was cool.
You like it?
Yes.
What'd you think of the loss of hand? Do you remember this? Did you get that far in XO before? Did it remind you of anybody, anything?
No.
Nothing?
I don't think I got that far.
There's a character in XO Man of War who loses his hand. Yeah.
Do not remember
it. Yes, loses his hand. Yes, it's coming. I'm looking through this to try and find that cover. A lot of people talking about this. Yikes, it's right. Take a look. Give me your perspective on EXO 2.
The beginning was not good.
Why don't you like the beginning?
No, I liked it. It just was not right.
Okay, here's your set for the third cover here. Harbinger 4. And they've already announced Faith is going to be in this crew. Here's your Harbinger 4. What'd you think? Do you see Flamingo in there? And if so, who is she?
Yes.
Where?
I think the bottom left.
That was my thought, too. With the red hair. Mm-hmm. I think that's an important part of her. You could argue a couple of other things on it, but I think that's good. How about Torque? Do you see Torque on here?
I cannot be sure.
The argument is between this guy and this guy.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the two I thought of. But Faith is probably this one, because they've mentioned her as a blondie, but could also be this kid. I mean, there was just a link today to the new one of Faith. Archer and Armstrong's coming out.
Archer and Archer, yes.
Very important. Archer and Archer. They're awesome-tastic.
Yes, Archer and Archer.
Ugh. XO2. What you think? Here. I've actually read this a couple of times now. Try to go back. First time read it through the first, just be like a gut reaction. What you think? Where this going? And then the second time was, okay, that was... interesting, and I read some stuff about it now. What do I think about this? Oh, okay. Where are ya?
That's yucky. That's yucky.
What's yucky?
The beginning. First page is yucky.
Which is on the first page? What?
This
page.
That's yucky.
He's remembering his wife. Intimate moments with his wife.
Oh, yes.
Oh, one day when you're more than 11.
Men.
I understand. Any special men in your life, Madeline?
No.
No, no, she says. Okay. Can I write that down and broadcast to the world?
Sure.
Oh, you lie. You lie. You lie. Okay. What else you got here? What else you got?
The garden is weird.
Okay, what about the garden?
What is the offspring?
Well, actually a lot of talk about the offspring. You've got a few thoughts here. Now, what's the name of the characters? What's the name of the villains?
The Vine.
The Vine. Why is that name, the Vine, important to them as characters?
Because they grow from vines.
That may be. I mean, really, it might be they come from vines. Remember what happens when the person steals the fruit. What does he do?
He yells at him and says, "Do not, how dare you, eat the offspring."
I can't hear you.
How dare you eat the offspring?
How dare you eat the offspring? Gotta come a little closer. You're walking across the room here. How dare you eat the offspring? Right. Now, what did he eat?
The fruit.
The fruit. Now, not a lot of history in this yet, but my guess is it's going to be a little bit more deep. The offspring could hypothetically be like the old spider alien villain. Just the fact that they're worshiping the plant. But they're calling it the offspring. What hypothetically could come from these fruits?
The little babies.
Right. The babies in there could come from those. So hypothetically, he's eaten this. And what does the vine do with that fruit that he ate once he catches him and really eviscerates the guy?
Buries it again.
Why?
Because
what happens when we bury a fruit?
Another one will grow.
Right. What do you think might come from that? It could be a plant. It could be another vine. I mean, really, we're not seeing that whole thing. But they're really protective of it. They talk about the mulching room. Is that the name of it? Mulching room?
No, the
compost room. Compost room. Where? What is compost? You know what that word means?
Mm-hmm.
What?
It's all the dead stuff.
Dead stuff? Like dead what?
Dead plants.
Mm.
Dead bugs.
Uh-huh.
Animals.
What kind of animals?
I don't know.
People.
I know this compost is dead people, but...
Could be dead people, right. You take those people, put them down on the plants, they nourish what's going on. Now, last episode, last comic, we lose one of the vine people in Shannara, or the Exo Man of War armor. This episode, this comic, Eric gets in it, and Shannara initially attacks him and then accepts him. And the cool part about that, as I told you about before, is that vine worshipping at his feet. I think that's going to be so important. Because what happened before then? Remember how you've got all of those other vines? They're like, what is a big deal? They've broken in. There's nothing there in the armory. Why?
What?
Why is it a big deal when they break in the armor, when they look at that stuff, when they find what's going on? Why is that a big deal? First thing, you've got these priests, these guys in red robes of sorts, who keep trying to put the armor on people and failing. Now you've got the prisoners, Eric and all the others, breaking in, and you've got some of the vine who are like, no big deal, it's just a myth, or whatever, of this Exo armor. Why do you think that's important? The Exo armor becomes like a myth.
Because I don't know.
They don't believe in it. It's almost like a fairy tale to them.
Even though it's there.
It's there, but no one... To them, never seeing it used might just be like, it's never going to happen. It's stupid. Who cares? He grabbed it and put it on. He'll die like everyone else. But as it turns out, does end up in it. Did you notice? Did Eric have a hand when he got the armor on or not?
No.
He did not. Take a look again. He does not have a hand. All the covers, dude's got a hand.
Not this one.
Yeah, he does. Doesn't he? I thought he had one. Yeah, hand. Hand. Two hands. Punch, fist, hand. Hand, hand.
Where's the other one?
It's here.
Here. Oh, yeah, I see the hand.
He's got two hands. First excellent man of war cover. Hand, holding a sword. Hand is sort of hidden on that one. Yeah. But on the third cover preview, on the fourth cover preview, on this cover preview, got two hands. So, you have this weird changeover, this separation, this split. Do you like these? Exo, not your favorite on the first run of Valiant, right?
No.
Did you like this?
Yes.
Yes. So you liked it more outside of the two people getting frisky at the beginning?
Uh-huh.
Not fun to talk about that with your dad, but... All right, that's the old stuff. Let's take a look at the new stuff, take a look in...
You mean the new stuff? That was the new stuff? Take a look at the old stuff?
Yes, that was the new stuff. Take a look at the old stuff.
You said that was the old stuff. Take a look at the new
sorry.
Stuff.
Yeah, the new stuff, the
just
old...
Just to clarify.
Yeah, sorry. I wouldn't want anyone thrown off by my misinterpretation of wordings. Big launch of New Universe at the time. Not much new Valiant stuff to compare it to. In fact, one of the interesting things, and I'll just throw this in really quickly. Magnus launches 1 month, one comic, and then skips the next month, and then goes with 2, 3, 4 after that. So you got sort of a separation before they even get going. Real slow start. New Valiant, one comic the first month, then two comics the second, and tentatively three next month, and so on, or whatever.
I think three next month.
Yeah, Bloodshot's.
Yeah, because Bloodshot's
coming. Premiering next month.
And then XO3 is coming out next month, and Harbinger 2.
So. Right, we'll take a look at those. Can you pass me that bag, that board bag there? Thanks. Yes. Yeah, I'm going to put these away. What did you think, well, real quick with Magnus, original Valiant, only one issue, and then a gap, nothing for the second month at all, skip a month, and then jump in, and really, I don't remember the exact dates, if it was just a week delay, or a full month delay that led to it or whatever. But let's take a look at these. And my assumption is you're jumping on your fave, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. What's your fave, Mads?
DP7.
Why is DP7 your fave?
Because there's people in it.
Well, what's it like this time around?
This time around.
Yeah, what's it like in the Valiant universe? Because remember, we're comparing this, we're taking a look at New Universe at the same time as Valiant universe. What's it like to you?
Sorry.
Okay.
Again, I'm drowning.
No problem.
Mm-hmm. I liked it a lot. I thought it was good.
Why?
Because all these people who thought they were, like, ordinary people have the scary powers.
Mm-hmm. Have you discovered what's giving them the scary powers yet? A little subtly in most of these books referred to so far.
No.
The White Event. Do you remember being referred to in that book a little bit?
No.
You find, it's okay. I'll find it. It's in a little bit. The White Event is referred to. It's only in two or three comics that it's referenced, but it's referenced in a news story. Take a look in the background and see that. Well, what do you like about DP7? You got seven people. What comic
and
in...
And they're DPs.
Right, what comic... By the way, I read somewhere... DP7 is never really referred to in the book. It's just the title of the book. What does it remind you of? What comic book does it remind you of?
Harbinger.
Absolutely Harbinger. I mean, it's really easy
That's
to see.
That's why it's my favorite.
Right, it's easy to see that connection. Now, I thought, and truly, without reading this, that Psyforce was going to be that connection to Harbinger, because you got young kids, sort of, you know, really looking at them, you see those little mental powers or those powers with things. I thought, and even the guy at the center of your focal guy sort of has that Pete-ish reference to himself. What did you think about DP7? Let's start there first, because that's our strongest title.
It was so good.
Why was it good?
Because the people thought they had crazy, super problems.
Right, and what do they run into?
Friends.
Yes, other people facing the same kinds of problems. Did you like them or the characters that were set up there?
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Because they're funny.
Okay, tell me more about them. Who did you like the best, and or least, and or in-betweener?
I liked... the girl who sticks to everything.
Okay, neat. I like the fact that it didn't seem forced at all. I like the fact that their powers weren't so much conquer the world kind of powers. Some of them were just kind of silly isn't the right way to put it, but just...
Like vibrating person.
Right.
Sticking to everything person.
Right. Anomalies, kind of like, oh, crud. They were just sort of crazy anomalies and found a way to work on that or do something with it or get something going with that. DP7 is one of the survivors. It makes it till the end of the universe, and actually makes it through the end of the universe. It comes back in a couple of circumstances to other stories and bits and pieces to tell. What did you think about the comic as a whole? I mean... I can see that Harbinger Foundation in there. The writer of it was pretty acclaimed as well, did some really neat stuff, and actually sort of talks about it quite a bit and says how much he misses these characters. What else did you think about in there, the characters themselves?
I like the fact that the girl was the housewife.
Hmm. Okay.
And the guy, that one guy fell in love with her, and she made her kids hyperactive. Thought that was kind of like, lost it.
Sorry. I did like the characters. I thought they were the most real. I think this has the best base to lift from. And I think if they had launched with DP7, they may have had more success. I think it was just so casual, it sort of killed a lot of it. Plus, you've got the competition with the first one, which is Spitfire, which was so bad on a first issue. I mean, so corny. And funnily enough, one of the better things about the second issue was that connection to the rest of the world. You really have the Starbrand stuff happening, and then reading Spitfire and seeing that stuff happening and referencing it. You really see that time code being put down, that once a month kind of interaction. I did not like the first Spitfire, but I thought the second one was much better. What about Spitfire? You like the girl, the redheaded girl inside of the quote-unquote Super Iron Man suit?
Mm-hmm.
It does seem a little clunky, but I think they did a nice job trying to make it a little bit better a comic, and it, of course, is in the dead zone of comics.
But she died.
Well, she as a character comes back a lot, and Spitfire comes back a lot, but not so much through that.
What? Maybe her Spitfire was pretty cheesy.
Well, yeah, that's pretty bad. Oh, you're my Spitfire. Oh, you're my such girl, I'll just call you a Spitfire. Now, you've got red hair, too, and, well, that's cool. It's not good. The other comics in the middle, let's just sort of look through those real quick. Nightmask, Justice, Merc, Psyforce. What'd you think of these? Anything particularly stand out to you that you liked or didn't like?
Nightmask was good. Merc was okay. Kickers Incorporated was bad.
Yeah, that was bad. I mean, this... the corniest part to me, and please do not go buy this, you know. I want you to save your nickel. Because that's how much this sucker's worth. This last frame where they're all standing here, like, holding up their hands, Kickers Incorporated! It's just the corniest, cheesy...
I am the cheesiest person right. in the world.
It is the 80s, and we want people to know. it's bad. I mean, it is bad. I mean, I'm reading...
Hello. The 80s called. They want their comic back.
Yeah, they do. No, they don't. They really don't.
The 80s called. They said you wanted to... They said you wanted to return the comic. Yeah, they don't want it.
Kickers is bad, and I feel bad
Kickers
saying...
Kickers Incorporated!
Somewhere out there is somebody who worked really hard on this and drew all of this and really tried to make a living.
I liked the...
Tom DeFalco. You phoned it in there, buddy.
I liked the drawings. The drawings were good, but, like, the story... No offense to whoever wrote this, but the story
Tom
was
DeFalco.
Cheesy. Thank you, Tom DeFalco.
Yes, he actually was promoted after this, apparently.
Oh, yeah, Tom DeFalco.
He really
job.
Has some awesome dirt on someone in the company to get a promotion from Kickers Incorporated, because it is horrendous. Just horrendous. Yeah, it's not not worth spending a ton of time on.
We are the cheesy 80s people.
I actually have planned a podcast in the future for Kickers Incorporated Focus. That will be a bad podcast. I mean, we will... Whew.
We are... Hey, we're going to change our name now. It's not Kickers Incorporated anymore. It's the cheesy 80s people.
Yeah, it's bad. It's bad. Other stuff in this... Nightmask, you said you kind of liked.
Yes.
Tell me on your... And I really... That was the one I remember thinking, oh, gosh, that could be good. Come out from this. What'd you like about it? It had a feel to me.
Mm-hmm.
What'd you think?
It was... I liked the fact that, like, his sister wasn't the perfect sister.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And
yeah.
Because... No offense to my sisters, because I have sisters, but no sister is the perfect sister with air quotes around.
Right.
Yeah, you can't have the perfect sister.
I did like that reality of it. I like that the power was omnipotent, but only in the dream. I mean, he could really do anything he conceptualized or thought of, but those within that framework was pretty interesting. The humbled character or the helpless character that has powers in the scope of dreams, I thought could go quite a distance, but I don't... I mean, of course, it ended up getting the axe early with all of it. Merc. You mentioned Merc as well. You said Merc wasn't all that bad, which I thought for a girl reading a comic book about a war veteran was a pretty darn good compliment. This is not a comic book at all geared toward you. What did you like about it?
I like the fact that, like, he tried to, even though he probably wouldn't be able to make it, he at least tried to get to his kid's game. Thought the kid and wife part was cute. And I thought the messages thing at the beginning was funny.
Oh, yeah.
Like, nope, that's not it. Nope, that's not it either. Nope.
Yeah.
Nope, I don't think so. That's the one.
I thought the character was framed out pretty well. Interesting guy. And, you know, the Asian girl circumstance tries to save her, and she ends up pretty much killing herself through her stupidity, but,
stupid person, hello.
Right. Mom always says, help, I'm a dumb girl, I need to be saved. And then, you know, run around in my undergarments, and then, oh no, I was shot, and I'm an idiot. And it's, she's just a dummy, that's why she gets killed. Let me run at the guys with guns, help me! Oh no, I've been shot, I'm dead. I mean, that's terrible, but I do see that, I mean, that, again, reality life of a...
Oh, I'm a dumb girl, I need to be saved.
It is, dumb...
Oh, I run around in my undergarments,
The damsel in distress thing exists because there are storytellings with stupid girls who perceive themselves, I just need to be saved. And that's stereotypical and dumb and bad, but that's...
Ooh, I'll run in front of the guys with the guns. Ooh, and oh, I've been shot. Oh, I'm dying. Ah!
But I loved Merc. I did not expect to like it. I thought it was going to be terrible, and I thought
especially
it was good.
With the cover.
Yeah, the cover's a little corny. There's one coming up. I think it's the second one. The cover is bad, bad. Just really bad. But,
do you have it?
Yeah, I think I have most of the new universe. Justice and Psi-Force, what'd you think there?
I read those first.
Yeah, what'd you think?
I read Justice numbers? First, so I don't really remember. But Psi-Force, I thought it was... The Falcon part living in all of them was very cheesy.
Yes, I thought that as
very
well.
Cheesy.
I thought that was bad. I expected Psi-Force to be really good. I looked at it, I was like, oh, this could be great.
Especially with the super cool cover.
Yeah, the cover's not bad at all. I mean, it's a little, you know, 80s cover. But, yeah, it could have, like, I had high hopes for it, especially last to the end. But, my God, it disappointed me in a lot of senses. And I thought, instead of this, just kill that guy. You know, kill the guy, the Falcon guy, and then, instead of the power living within us, just have that spirit of him, or what he wanted to be driving him.
The power is living within us.
Yeah, it was corny.
We are cheesy.
Justice.
We are cheesier than Kickers Incorporated. No, nobody's cheesier than Incorporated.
Justice had better get better, because there are a lot of issues left in it, and I like the whole mysterious sense of character.
We are almost as
but,
cheesy as Kickers Incorporated.
I mean, he is stereotypical mullety 80s, and not a good cover. He had
There's
better
person dying on it.
Yeah, really. Yeah, I'm dead. Yeah, you're right. It had better get better because it did not start out well. Starbrand, I don't think we talked about it all, or maybe only passing in comparison to Story and Spitfire. Anything you want to say about that?
Starbrand? I thought that he was cool.
Yeah, I thought that was neat too. I liked how he did the whole saving of it and then covered it up at the end. There's a lot of reference.
And then he's like, oh, I saved the nuclear thingy with you. I'm alive.
There's a lot of talk, man, about Starbrand being autobiographical for the character of Jim Shooter, who was the character, for the person Jim Shooter, who was the guy who sort of archetyped the universe. But think about that as a real person, or the guy as a real person through this. Yeah, not bad. Anything else you want to say in preview to Bloodshot next month or in a couple weeks? Anything other references you want to care about?
Don't go too close to the field.
What? What's that mean?
Go to the bathroom of the Exo book, and in the thing, his wife is saying to him, don't go too close to the field.
Oh, don't go too close to the field. Well, good advice. Unfortunately.
Don't go too close to the field.
Thank you. Thank you. All right, goodbye. Next month with Bloodshot, it's coming out right about the time we are departing for other worlds.
We're departing? Where are we going?
To the wedding. We're going to Connecticut. So we may, like, depending.
May or may not.
Like, what I'm going to try to do, Mads, is run through, like, a bunch of new universe books and then slap a couple on us and just do a quick one with that. But I may have to wait until after we come back with all the other stuff coming out that month, too. So maybe we'll do a quick one ahead of spots and then one with all the other stuff coming and then sort of talk back. But I haven't quite decided yet. Thanks for listening, and as always...
And we are Kickers Incorporated.
We are Kickers Incorporated. Ba-da-da-da-da. I just get the... Have you ever watched the old Super Friends episodes, Mads?
No.
Okay, we need to get those. The 70s Super Friends with... You know who the Wonder Twins are? Oh my god, we need to have a Saturday and watch those.
We are Kickers Incorporated.
Well, I made Rachel watch Thundar the Barbarian. Have you watched that garbage yet? Okay. It's like Scooby-Doo episode with Superman in it.
With the Thundar and the Barbarian.
I love Thundar. Don't be ripping on Thundar. He's awesome, Bill. All right. Good night and goodbye. Farewell.
And we are Kickers Incorporated.
We are Kickers Incorporated.
We are the cheesy people of the 80s.
Good night.